From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Fort Carson, Colorado last night, a military jury convicted an Army interrogator of negligent homicide for the death of an Iraqi general. The incident happened in November 2003 at a U.S. detention camp in Iraq. Prosecutors say the general died after being abused in a brutal interrogation that violated all rules of humanity. But the soldiers' attorneys argued that he himself was a victim of the mixed signals sent by U.S. commanders in Iraq. NPR's John McChesney reports.
In his closing arguments, Major Tiernan Dolan, the Army's prosecutor, said Chief Warrant Officer Lewis Welshoffer treated his victim worse than a dog. The government says Welshoffer suffocated Iraqi General Abid Mahoush by putting a sleeping bag over his head, tying it with electrical cord, then sitting on him and periodically placing a hand over his mouth. Anticipating the defense, Dolan said the death was not accidental. The prosecutor challenged the jury panel of six officers to reenact what Welshoffer had done using the dirty green sleeping bag, which Dolan held up repeatedly. But Welshoffer himself provided one of the most grisly details of the trial when he testified that after the general stopped responding to questions, he removed the sleeping bag and found Mahoush smiling at him. "I thought he was messing with me," Welshoffer said, "so I poured water on him." The general was in fact dead, his face frozen in a smile. In his closing argument, defense attorney Frank Spinner said Welshoffer believed he was only doing his job, based on a memo from commanders saying the gloves were off when it came to dealing with reluctant detainees. Spinner referred to a series of memos that came down from Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, at the time the top U.S. military leader in Iraq. Each memo successively changed which interrogation techniques were permitted and which ones required command authorization. Retired Brigadier General David Irvine observed the trial. He spent 17 years teaching POW and military law for the Army.
There was a very conscious effort to inject ambiguity into the notions of what was acceptable or might not be acceptable under U.S. law and the treaties to which we're a party. And that ambiguity has surfaced in some of the testimony in this trial.
Two intelligence officers testified that the rules for interrogation were extremely difficult to find during this period. A September 10th memo from Sanchez's office said stress positions like kneeling, standing, sitting, and lying were permitted for up to an hour without prior authorization. Welshoffer says that was the only guidance he received. He interpreted his sleeping bag technique as a stress position and got his commanding officer, Major Jessica Voss, to approve it. Spinner argued that Welshoffer wanted the general alive, that he had no intention to kill him, and Spinner claimed that Mahoush wasn't murdered but died accidentally of a heart attack, the result of an enlarged heart and the cumulative stress of his 16 days of captivity. The jury didn't buy the notion that Welshoffer was without blame. After nearly 7 hours of deliberations, they found the soldier guilty of negligent homicide and negligent dereliction of duty, but innocent of the more serious charge of murder, which might have put him in prison for life. Defense attorney Frank Spinner.
Well, I think the verdict recognizes the context in which these events took place, that it was a very difficult time in Iraq, that there was confusion, that they were not getting clear guidance from higher headquarters.
Retired General Irvine says what Welshoffer did clearly crossed the line, but he says unless the rules from command are clear, more serious problems will surface.
We have a certain percentage of soldiers who just enjoy this, and if we give them license to enjoy this, there will be no controlling it at all. I think it has a very corrosive effect on the command climate and command discipline.
The maximum sentence Welshoffer faces is 3 years, 3 months. The jury panel will meet on Monday for sentencing. John McChesney, NPR News, Colorado Springs.